Welcome to Lectio. Thanks for joining me for this time to set aside the busyness of our day and the scramblingness of our minds and set it all aside and be with God in the hope of hearing His voice and encountering His heart, mostly encountering His heart. So the first thing to do for Lectio is to make sure you're in a comfortable position where you can relax your body and let go of all the anxieties of your day. So if you need to take some time to take some deep breaths to let it all out, do that. And then when you're ready, we'll start. Jesus, thank you for drawing us to these moments and this place to spend time with you. In this space, may we fully turn towards you, hear your voice, and rest in your presence. The scripture that I'm reading three times today is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 25 to 30. As I read it this first time, notice if there's a word or a phrase that captures your attention. This is, since in this time we're listening for God and for His voice, we can assume that what captures your attention is the word or phrase that He has given you to notice, to begin a conversation between Him and you. John 14, 25 to 30. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. going to read the text a second time. And this time, during the quiet time, notice if there's how this word or phrase connects to your life. You can, to your hopes, to your dreams, to your memories, to look through your senses. What does it remind you of? Remember, with Lectio, our job is to turn towards God, which is hard enough in our lives to take the time to let everything go and to settle in with God. And it's His job to do the rest. He is making this connection to you. He's reaching out to you. And so you don't have to work really hard in your mind. It's just hard enough to let your body just rest. And so that's your part, and let God do the connecting and the drawing in and the helping you notice and inviting all those other pieces to it. John 14:25-30. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I go away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go hence. I'll read the scripture a third time, and this time in the quiet, notice if there's an invitation from God. It may be something for you to do. It may be a new idea that will impact how you see him or how you see yourself or how you head off on your life from this step to the next step. It may be that God just wants to spend time with you, and the invitation is just to rest in his presence. So anyway, John 14:25-30. I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you, peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned or bereft. Don't be upset. Don't be distraught. You heard me tell you I'm going away and I'm coming back. If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm on my way to the Father, because the Father is the goal and purpose of my life. I've told you this ahead of time, before it happens, so that when it does happen, the confirmation will deepen your belief in me. I'll not be talking with you much more like this, because the chief of this godless world is about to attack. But don't worry, he has nothing on me, no claim on me. But so the world might know how thoroughly I love the Father, I am carrying out my Father's instructions right down to the last detail. Get up. Let's go. It's time to leave here. now the time for noticing and connecting and being invited is done, and it's time to rest in God's presence, to feel His arms around you, to breathe in His presence into the deepest part of your soul, and to know that you are treasured. You are a treasure of His. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you have experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.